Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Pylon Radio. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and this is a project that I'd kind of had on the back burner for a little while, but given the recent global health crisis, I've not surprisingly had a little bit more time to put it together. A little bit more about myself. I am an anthropology major at UBC, but I've always been very interested in journalism. I currently host the Elsewhere podcast, which is officially partnered with Vancouver Co-op Radio. If you want to find out more about that, you can read about us at our website, which is eastvandaelsewhere.com. But Pylon Radio is going to be a little bit different from Elsewhere, where we typically do more interview-based, more politically charged episodes. On Pylon Radio, we really want to focus on more music and culture. So that's what we're going to be doing today. I'm going to be playing you some music. And yeah, hopefully you like it. I have always been told that I have a very weird, eclectic taste in music. I know I feel like a lot of people feel like that. I kind of made a decision a long time ago because I go to a lot of, you know, music festivals and, you know, raves and that kind of thing. So I've always been exposed to that type of music without having to try, because I know that on the weekend we're going to be going to a party like that and I'm going to be exposed to all of this kind of heavy bass music, electronic music, which I love. But because of that, in my free time, I've always leaned towards more either punk music or indie rock, stuff that is different from the stuff that you normally hear. So that's what I'm going to be trying to play for you on this show, a music that I find really beautiful that you hopefully haven't heard before. To start us off, given the fact that the news has been so goddamn depressing lately, I figured the first song I would play would be a little bit more upbeat, lighthearted, and summery. Something that we could all use right now. So this is Listen to DJs by the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Hope you enjoy it.
On your sound clash on every Friday, so listen what your DJ plays. You got Echo Minot with no lazy body, Major Worries and his little Rosie, Admiral Bailey and his big belly, Josie Will says no wrong, they call me King Kong, sings a song called Trouble Again, Wayne Smith, Peter Metro and Charlie Chaplin, Early B, Coco T and Brigadier Jerry, Tiger, Papa Son and Mr. Wilton Irie, Mad Cobra sings Flex, it's time to have sex, Tristan Palmer and entertainment, King Yellow Man plays on Blueberry Hill, Mega Bantan and Samboya Pickett. You have to listen to DJs from all the old days, no matter where you're from, this music's gonna play, might be on your radio every Sunday, so listen what your DJ plays. DJ play. You were the Don of all DJs to this day. Michigan and Smiley in a different style. Guru Bantan, you know he's got skills. General Trees, chop out your $50 bill. Tenasar, General Echo and Papa Toya. Skilly Ranks, Jar Thomas, ease up the version. Cutty Ranks, Boot You Bantan, Tipper, Irie, R.I. Super Gats is love, big up to have pint. Listen to DJs from across the globe, because this type of music, it will never go old. Might be on your radio every Sunday, so listen what your DJ play. You gotta listen to DJs from across the globe, because this type of music, it will never go old. Might be on your radio every Sunday, so listen what your DJ play. Yami Bolo, Johnny Osborne, and Risto Benji, Sassafras, Big Youth, and Daddy Freddy, Shaka Jules, Junior Reed, the man called Frankie Paul, Shine Head, Major Nako, all rock the dance hall. All rock the dance hall.
across the globe, because this type of music, it will never go old. Might be on your radio every Sunday, so listen, watch your DJ play.
Alright everyone, you're listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Co-op, 100.5 FM. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and that was the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Fun fact about this band, they were started by all three of the original members of Sublime. They've gone through a bunch of lineup changes over the years, but they were a project that the two surviving members of Sublime took on for a little while. After Bradley Noel died of a heroin overdose in 1996, which was 1 year before Sublime Self-Titled came out in 1997, and What I Got became this huge radio hit. So, yeah, he died before he ever got the chance to find out that Sublime was huge. I mean, everyone knows Santeria, everyone knows What I Got. They're one of the most famous ska bands in history, but he died before he ever knew how many people he reached. And yeah, there's something really sad but kind of beautiful about that. Like, he died when it was still about the music and fame hadn't sunk its claws into them yet. Not to romanticize it, obviously, but just something I think about. Anyway, that's enough stories for me. We're going to play another song. This one is also kind of sad but beautiful. It's called Little Eyes, and it's by a band that I really love, Yo La Tengo. Hope you enjoy it.
Take a walk along the
such a pretty song. Ira Kaplan is a totally underrated guitarist, but I am a total sucker for those kind of slidey, distorted effects. Anyway, I don't have much to say about this next one. It's a bit of synth pop by Camp Claude. This is Swimming Lessons.
We just go where the night is. Don't care what the wrong or the right is. Don't care if we ain't invited. We just go where the night is. We just go where the night is. Don't care what the wrong or the right is. Don't care if we ain't invited. We just go where the night is. We just go where the night is. Don't care what the wrong or the right is. Don't care if we ain't invited. We just go where the night is. We just go where the night is. Don't care what the wrong or the right is. Don't care if we ain't invited. We just go where the night is.
That song makes me feel like a rowdy teenager on Mars. Yeah. All right, we're going to totally change up the tempo, get some punk music, and let's get some CanCon in the mix. The last band that I got to see before everything got shut down, local Vancouver Celtic punk legends, the Real Mackenzies, put on one hell of a show at the Rickshaw. I don't care what you think, bagpipes are rowdy as hell. We had a great time. So this is Poor Decisions by the Real Mackenzies. That's Poor Decisions spelled P-O-U-R. Is it noon yet? We get our day drink on? Enjoy.
One, two, three, four. Canada and a Canadian, Scottish Canadian with opportunity. I could have been a manager of a brewery, making beer for everyone, but most of all for me. My mama was an Amish cook, my dad a soda shirt, and even that of her was good enough to see. I could have been to the hills, I brought a few skills, I made a fortune teller who's beyond the law. Hey!
Oh, this is our drunk musician, just being as cute and big as free.
Oh, well, I used to be your lumberjack, and I'm okay with that. I was a spender's little panties in a bra. I used to be a socialist, a sort of communist. Now I'm a pessimist and I don't share it all. I could have been a manager, a holy predator. I'm out of faith to live it with a world. Perhaps a Scientologist, beyond a hobbyist. A sort of competitor to people in the sea. Hey!
Oh, this is not a drunk musician, just ain't as cute at 53. I have forsaken money maker. Yeah, you still wish you were me.
I know we just said drunk musicians ain't as cute at 53, but old punks are pretty cute. Chai Pig sounds like the name of a Pokemon. Anyway, let's hear from some young punks now. Also hailing from Vancouver, this next band is called SIDS. And off their latest album, Speed Wobble, this is Villain. Hope you enjoy it.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the programming schedule at Co-op Radio has been altered. You may hear repeats of old programming, pre-recorded episodes, and special broadcasts overriding certain shows. Thank you for your listenership and patience during this time, and remember to wash your hands.
Okay, congratulations, you've made it through the punk section of Pylon Radio. Next up, we're going to play some really beautiful music that I've already played on one episode of my podcast, but I figure a lot of you probably haven't heard my damn podcast before, so this is Marina by Sleepy Sun. Thank you.
punches wide, warmer tones than before. Outline flushes free, a freer line.
That funky breakdown at the end and the intro too, and the whole song, goddamn Sleepy Sun really put one together. Let's keep it going with the psychedelic rock out of Melbourne, Australia. This is the Murlocs with Loopholes.
Thank you.
miss Australia. They've just got a really good psychedelic rock scene. While over here, the culture really kind of shifted over to like hip-hop and electronic music, which is fine. Over there, they've really kind of stuck to it with the psychedelic rock, which is stuff that's always obviously close to my heart. And yeah, Melbourne's just an amazing city. It's a lot like Montreal with all the street art and the, you know, actually well-funded public culture. Except it's a lot warmer and you don't have to speak French, which is pretty good news for some people, including myself at 21 when I was there last. Soon enough, Melbourne. Luckily, they just extended the visa age for Canadian citizens to go work over there. So that's some good news. I'm probably going to be north of 30 by the time I make it back. But anyway, let's keep the music rolling. Up next, we are going to play some Slightly Stupid. That is the name of the band. And the name of the song is Top of the World. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Co-op 100.5 FM. Next up, we're going to play something a little bit stranger. I'm always going to try and play at least a couple strange songs on this show. They're all stuff that I find good. I'm not going to play stuff for weirdness sake, but this is a great band, and if you need any evidence of that, David Bowie was spotted at their concerts. It's one of the last concerts that at least I read he was reported being seen at. This is Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, with their song, The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth.
Thank you.
How about that one note riff at the beginning? That's different. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that song as much as I did. Up next, what are we going to play? What are we going to play up next? If you've never watched the movie Searching for Sugar Man, I believe it's still on Netflix, one of my favorite music documentaries. Basically about this musician who goes missing, doesn't release any music for like 30 years. Documentary film crew go to find him, and anyway, I won't spoil it, but it's a beautiful, beautiful film. Highly recommend checking it out. So we're going to play one of his songs off of his debut album, Cold Fact. This is Rodriguez with Crucify Your Mind.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique, but I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you, but how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Free Geek Vancouver needs donations to remain in business. They have announced that they are in danger of closing and need your help to keep the doors open. Since 2006, the organization has helped divert over 780 tons of e-waste from landfills, rebuilt over 4,200 computers, and trained over 9,700 volunteers. Free Geek Vancouver serves the Metro Van community in four important ways: electronic reuse and recycling, providing free and low-cost computers to the public and nonprofit organizations, low-cost tech support every Wednesday night by donation, and training programs for people of all ages and skill levels. Free Geek Vancouver asks those who have financial means to consider making a donation to support their continued existence. Donations can be made online on their website, freegeekvancouver.org, or in person at 1820 Pandora Street.
All right, folks, reaching the top of the hour here, but I think I can squeeze in a couple more songs. Switching to some bluegrass here, this is Link Wray with Fire and Brimstone.
beneath my feet, and the whole world was shaking free, and the sun was standing still. Everything was dark, but I could see. I saw fire, fire and brimstone coming down on my head. I saw fire, fire and brimstone coming down on my
folks. A little fire and brimstone for you. I hope that wasn't too on the nose. I know things are a little bit weird lately, but just a song I'd been listening to. And if this does turn out to be the apocalypse, it's a pretty lame one. I want my money back. But anyway, I think we got time for at least one more song. So this is a song that was recommended to me by one of my newest friends. Shout out to my buddy Jonas, who should be back in Sweden right now. He was over here for a semester at UBC, but obviously due to all the COVID-19 stuff, he had to go home early. But not before, we managed to go on a snowboarding trip with the UBC Ski and Board Club. And on the way back, we were chatting a little bit about music, and he recommended me this song. It's called Whatever Turns You On, and it's by Daniel Norgren. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
folks. That's all for Pylon Radio this week. But if you want to hear more from me, you can check out my website at eastvantoelsewhere.com. We got a new episode of Elsewhere just posted this week with author and mountaineer Rob Wood, who's been living in his own off-grid home for the past 40 years. And yeah, he's got some amazing stories, so it was a real pleasure to sit down and talk with him. And you can find that on my website at eastvantoelsewhere.com, or you can search Elsewhere wherever you find podcasts. And I would really appreciate it if you checked it out, leave us some stars, and let us know what you think. In other news, I really want to hear what turns you on musically, topically, culturally. I would really like this to be more of an interactive show. I am planning on having guests on in the future. Obviously, that's going to be a little bit difficult now with the whole social distancing thing. But for the time being, I'm asking friends to share what music they like, and hopefully we'll get some of their tastes represented on the show. And I want to hear what you have to say as well. So you can reach me via email at pylonradio@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at eastvantoelsewhere. Our intro music was created by Dylan McNulty. You can find him on soundcloud.com/DylanMcNulty. And yeah, big shout out to our station manager, Kimmet, for helping me get this off the ground. You're awesome. And be sure to check out their musical project, Paperwave, along with Acceleration, a local DJ showcase that happens every Thursday, so later tonight, between 11 and midnight. Hope you're staying safe out there. Catch you next week.